Here's our text for today from 2 Thessalonians, 1st chapter, verses 3 and 4. We ought always to thank God for you, brothers, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love every one of you has for each other is increasing. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring. This is God's word. I read about a college student by the name of Howard who was out exercising at the school track. And it so happened that that afternoon there was another runner on the track, and this guy had been a member of the most recent United States Olympic track team. And this guy came up behind Howard and slapped him on the back and said, "Come on, Howie, let's go." So they started running together, keeping pace. A little while, Howard realized that he had moved out ahead. So he ran a little bit faster. He got farther ahead. So he really poured it on, and he ran as hard and as fast as he could, and he came across the finish line ahead of the guy who had been in the Olympics. He was bent over, hands on his knees, gasping for breath. His lungs were burning. His legs were aching. And the Olympian came up behind him and slapped him on the back and said, "Come on, Howie, let's go." And Howard said, "That's when it dawned on me that this other guy intended to go around more than once." There is a difference between sprinting and distance running. Sprinting is hard, I know that, but distance running requires endurance. You've got to just keep going. One foot in front of the other, you can't quit. And in our text for today, Paul says he'd been bragging a little bit about the Christians in Thessalonica because of the perseverance and faith that they had as they were enduring persecutions and trials. Must have been difficult to be a Christian in that place, in that day. But these Christians just kept putting one foot in front of the other in their walk with Christ. They must have had a certain eye on the prize kind of endurance. And they lived out their faith. Well, Paul was a good example for them. Because when he came to the end of his journey in this life, he wrote these words, "I finished my race, and now there is in store for me a crown of righteousness." And that's the same kind of crown that you and I are headed for in heaven. There's not much persecution of Christians around here, it seems. And yet still, sometimes our Christian life seems like it's an endurance trial that we've just got to somehow get through. Because there are social obstacles to our faith. And there are scientific challenges to our faith. And inside each one of us, there's this inclination, I like to sin, and that undermines our faith. But in spite of the devil and the world and our own flesh, and in spite of our temptations and our weakness and our foolishness, we're really no different from the Thessalonians in this regard. In spite of all those things, it could be said of us, as Paul said of the Thessalonians, "We thank God for you because your faith is growing more and more, and the love every one of you has for each other is increasing." Faith and love. You know, he's talking about justification and sanctification. Your Christian faith is what gives you the stamina to endure what's going to be the rest of your life. Look, you believe the gospel, right? You believe that Jesus lived a sinless life, and you get the credit for that. And you believe that Jesus was punished at the cross, and that won the forgiveness for your sins. And that Jesus rose from the dead, and that gives you the assurance that you're going to go to heaven when you die. And that faith is the foundation. That's what gives you the ability to endure all the challenges as you live out the rest of your Christian life. I've got a friend named Jinfeng, Chinese guy. Very smart. Graduated from a top university in China. And then he competed with a whole bunch of other people for a very prestigious job with a Chinese communication company. He got the job. Very bright future ahead of him. And he became a Christian. And his girlfriend dumped him. She thought he lost his mind. And then he quit that job to become a student in a seminary studying to be a Lutheran pastor. His communist parents went ballistic. Who's going to take care of us when we get old? Now, I don't know how Jinfeng's story is going to turn out, but I do know this. The difficulties that he's going to have to endure for the sake of being a Christian are probably a lot more serious than anything you and I are ever going to have to face. But in another way, there's really not much difference between Jinfeng and us. And Paul identifies that similarity in our text when he says, "We thank God for your faith." You see, your faith and my faith and Jinfeng's faith, that's all God's business. He's the one who created our faith through the work of the Holy Spirit in the Word and the water of baptism. And he's the one who nourishes our faith through the preaching of the gospel and in the sacrament of the altar. And he's the one who promises to bless our faith relationship with God for the rest of our lives. That's the promise Paul was talking about when he wrote to the Philippians, "He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ." So, growing faith, increasing love as we endure the trials of the Christian life. May God grant that to each one of us. Amen.